Comic
culture.
Culture. Hey, you're listening to Comic Culture on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, Hamilton's award-winning radio station. And we're also podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I'm Walter DeRiley of Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I'm Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your He-Men.
Trying to not sound terrible in a really bad 80s cartoon theme song.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
Yeah, I really liked the lyrics to that one. He-Man.
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 That was, of course, picked brilliantly
by
our illustrious producer, Shecky Feldstein, to my right and your left.
Yes, Shecky, how are you today?
I'm doing great, you know, and that music, I felt like it paralleled us, where it's they've got maybe two words in the entire
lyric. Were He-Men?
No, not at all.
Not like that?
Two words in the entire
lyric. You don't look at me like
book,
that?
The entire lyrics catalog of their vocabulary, and yet they still miss their lines.
Yeah.
You know, it just relates to us, I feel.
Yeah.
Never got a dinner.
Poor He-Man. Listen, well, we are here to champion the local comic book shop and to talk about comics. Do we have a sponsor for us there, Shecky, for New This Week?
Absolutely, Chris. New This Week brought to us by Daredevil the Series, where only the blind can really see the injustice in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, wow.
I don't get it.
That is almost like a real like kind of sponsor. Did we get paid for that?
No, I had a prophetic moment. Chris,
prophetic. Oh.
Where, I don't get that either.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You guys, listen.
You wouldn't.
Right. At the end of the show, fill me in on everything that's happened.
Okay.
Catch me up.
Walt's on painkillers right now. So, yeah. Listen, we are going to talk about New This Week. So every week we like to take, a small smattering.
A small smattering.
So let's just start right off. Number 14 of Wolverines. This is by Ray Fox and Salvador LaRocca. And this, of course, is by Marvel Comics. It's a good-looking book.
Is it a good-looking book?
Man.
Hey, Wolverines number 14 is available at your local comic book shop today.
Well,
check that out.
You are going to like the cover to this Deathlok number 7.
I sure am.
It's... I don't even know who's on the cover there, but it's got
Deathlok on the cover.
Well, not really. It's got
It's got Sarah Palin on the cover, I think.
Yeah.
My goodness, this is a good looking cover, Chris. This is a good looking book right here.
That's
what this is.
Oh yeah,
that's a good looking book there, Shecky.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's good.
How do those glasses stay on her face when she's doing whatever
she
does?
Turned around like
that. How can she be coming toward us and yet going away from us
at
the same time?
It's very difficult.
You know, amazing.
She's coming in all directions on that cover is what I've learned, if I've learned a single thing.
Shecky is he's spot on.
Learned.
Yeah.
Learned.
Deathlok number 7. Go see it at your local comic book shop what all the fuss is about.
Yes. All right. Listen, I want to talk about Convergence from DC. Now, I've got number 1 in my hand because we didn't do a show last week. Unfortunately, we were sequestered to the World Comic Book Convention out in,
Cucamonga.
Cucamonga!
Cucamonga!
You guys said you had colds.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
We did.
We were cold.
Cucamonga!
I see.
Next train, next stop, Rochester, Syracuse, New York, and
Cucamonga!
Cucamonga! How was that from?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember now.
Jack Benny?
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Jack Benny.
It could have also been from the Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck cartoons. Because remember they're always like stopping in Peoria.
No. That's when I should have turned left at Albuquerque.
Oh,
that's
true. Yeah.
Should have turned left at Albuquerque.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this book or what?
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. So Convergence has officially launched last week. Number 1 came out. Number 2 is out this week.
So hold on. What's the whole idea?
Don't ask something.
I don't read these books.
Don't ask them. It's when things converge.
Things are converging.
Yeah.
Basically, all the worlds of the DC universe are colliding again.
Yes.
And DC has sort of figured out that they can't just all of a sudden blow up the old DC universe and not have anything left, because people are still enjoying, they still like the old Bruce Wayne from before the New 52.
I don't know.
So is that how they ended, before the New 52? Like, just the universe blew up or something?
It just stopped.
It just stopped. We're not going to write these stories anymore because we're going to write new ones on a new universe.
They didn't have like a big reverse Big Bang where everyone died and it was like a parallel universe. It wasn't like that.
Okay, so hold on. I'll just say, it says here, Convergence is in full swing with last week's issue, kicking off everything, bringing together countless worlds, timelines, and major points of the DC Universe history. So basically, they're bringing all these major points of DC that have ever been, all the greatest hits of the past are now coming back to haunt DC.
So if I can put this in a nutshell, Chris.
Sure.
Put it in a nutshell.
Put it in a nutshell.
We're going to be very frank, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who listen to us.
Can I be Chris instead of Frank?
You can be whoever you want, Tim.
All right, just checking.
So I'm sure 3 out of our 6 listeners out there will disagree with me, but it seems like DC has went with the New 52 to try something new, and it kind of had hits misses, but now realizes that they're letting down more than they're gaining fame.
Well,
and they're reverting and saying, you know what, let's just scrap that whole idea and, you know, call it a wash and do this reboot thing now.
It seems like they're kind of trying to get rid of continuity in general. They're trying to say, like, you know what, forget about continuity in comics anymore. It doesn't matter. We can't possibly keep up 75 years of some characters, like for Batman and Superman. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they're just saying, forget it. We're gonna
We're gonna
do whatever we want with our stories.
Forget about it.
Just makes me want to forget about DC.
No, listen, you're gonna run in to your local comic book shop and pick up Convergence number one.
Right. Okay. So with every week of Convergence, there's sort of little mini series going on where they're bringing back old-timey kind of characters and storylines and all that.
Oh, give me that old-time comic. Old-time comics.
So we've got this week we've got Batman Shadow of the Bat. Do you remember that?
I think your
quarter bins are littered with
them. I know. Yeah. Hopefully they won't be littered with these Convergence Shadow of the Bat.
No, that's right.
Yeah, Shadow of the Bat, that was pure 90s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But there were some good stories in the
Shadow
of the Bat.
There was.
All right, so that's Batman Shadow of the Bat number one.
Yep.
At your local comic book shop today. Convergence version.
That's right. So, we don't need that one. That's Convergence number two. I had Convergence number one in my hand. I only got Convergence number two.
Just to wet your whistle.
Wet.
There's two Batmen on the cover.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, I got to talk about this. Like this book. Well, you're going to like this book,
talked about it.
You're really going to like this book. So this is Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look on the inside, it's got that 1970s horror, gothic horror kind of feel to it.
Oh.
And so this is an Archie comic, and you would never know it's an Archie comic unless it actually, because it says Archie on the front.
Uh-huh.
But if you look inside it, it's got like awesome kind of gothic horror 70s
that's
style.
That's nasty
artwork.
Stuff,
it's
yeah.
It's not Archie looking at all. It is not meant for kids. It's got even some nudity in it, so you know what? It's a pretty crazy book.
Wow.
I like it a lot. I think it's a great book.
Why do you like it, Chris? Is it because of the nudity?
No, it's well written and it's well drawn.
I like it. I like the cover. The cover is very thematic.
Thematic.
Is that a right word?
Sure, why not?
Okay. And that's Sabrina number two. Archie Horror. At your local comic book shop today.
All right, so sticking with the Archie theme,
this
week, Archie versus Predator number one has come out. So, you've got a couple things to say about that one, right?
Yeah. Chris, what's the word? Chris stole my thunder.
I had it in my pile.
So did I. Because now Chris and I are what's the word? Redundantly contradicting ourselves. No, we're not even doing that. We're just two smart guys picking the same book.
Right. I got it. Why don't you talk about the book?
Well, I picked Archie versus Predator number one of four as my investment pick of the week. Because, as you guys know, I'm all about investing in comics.
Right. So now,
and my annual rate of return has been well over 2%.
Last couple of years.
You go down to 1% now that you've agreed with a book with Owen here. That may be a red flag.
Sell.
So hold on. So tell me, why do you think this is your pick of the week?
Chris, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm starting to stoke myself now that you picked it.
I just picked up a bunch of books I wanted to talk about.
Well, listen, Archie, it's the Archie, you know what it is. It's a little bit of the dumb hook that kind of, it's like, if anything has a chance, sometimes it's those little dumb hooks.
Yes, that is true.
I'm figuring that the, what do you call it? How many copies are made? What do you call that?
Print run.
Thank you. Yeah. You're good, Shecky. You're good.
Yeah, hey, you. You're good. You're good.
And I'm figuring the print run is low. But later on, you know, Archie fans.
Yeah.
There's a billion Archie comics.
Right.
But they'll always remember that one, you know, Archie versus Punisher in the old days.
And maybe
Archie versus Predator will fall into that same little basket. Why not take a chance?
You know what, that whole the Predator and Aliens franchises are on the upswing now, where they've rebooted each franchise, and now they're trying to mix the Alien Predators enough and make something long-lasting and really new and fresh out of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Predator could still be on the upswing. I mean,
He could.
I agree.
And I like the cover says Beach Games, Party Games.
I like that.
And inside it says Water Sports.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means that they're on the beach and they're playing, doing things
like
in the water.
Frisbee and stuff?
Yeah. Or, you know.
Hey, Predator goes snorkeling on a Sunday afternoon.
Predator
goes snorkeling.
I think I missed that movie.
Dive, Predator, dive.
Anyway,
finally, Archie versus Predator.
I got one more. Sorry.
No, after you.
After you.
No, please. Insist.
You go ahead.
No, indubitably.
All right, listen. One last book here. Spawn number 251.
They're still making that cheese?
Yeah, unbelievably. Yeah, it's still going, and it still pretty much looks exactly like it did before, and just as confusing as it once was.
Now, Chris, don't say that about Spawn. Spawn looks, hey, this looks exactly like it did before.
Hey, how about that?
Wow. Wonderful. So Spawn number 251, available at your local comic book shop today. Support Spawn. And support your local comic book shop.
I like that idea.
And,
all right.
Of course, Chris and I touched on just a couple of the
myriad.
Lots and lots of great new comics hitting the local comic book shop new this week stand today. So go in and please check those out.
All right. Listen, let's have a quick musical interlude here, and then we'll get back to more comic talk here on Comic Culture. And, were you going to say something?
Comic talk.
Thanks. Shecky, what do you got lined up for us?
I'm going to play something different, and I'm going to explain why afterwards.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go. Here it is. Something different. You know what? I always like the ending to that one. It's kind of like a three-ring circus around here.
I did like that.
It's like a big Broadway show. It's a spectacle, you know?
A spectacle.
And you know why I brought that up?
Why'd you bring it up?
Because of the spectacle of it. You know what came out this week?
What came out this week?
Comic books.
Yeah.
Okay. And comic one of those books. Comic books.
Craziness.
One of those comic books the two of you doughheads neglected to talk about. was the Simpsons comic book, the new one that hit the stands.
Yeah.
Instead, we were talking about this Convergence stuff, DC rebooting for the second time in 4 years or whatever that's going on. You know what? Simpsons number 220 just came out. And
220.
Hit the shelves. 220.
Yep. Whoa, wow. 220.
They don't need any reboots. They're not changing up universes. They're not having different people in tights colliding.
So true.
So I just want to throw that out there to kind of regulate
different
themselves,
people
you know?
In tights colliding.
Yeah.
I like that line.
I want to be...
Can I use that?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's like that's very poetic.
Yeah, like
different
that.
people in tights
colliding.
You know what?
Hey, we're like two ships that pass in the night. Two tights that rub against each other.
Oh,
you want me to say
tights.
A quotable now?
Sorry, go ahead.
I want to be the insoluble fiber that regulates this industry.
Wow.
Oh, so
and by letting you know...
I don't know what he means. He wants to get chewed up.
You know what regulates me?
What's that?
Raisin Bran.
Bran? Yeah. Bran's good. Good coffee and a muffin in the morning. That'll do
it.
It
was overly
a little organic, fair trade coffee.
Right.
I'm walking towards the door while I'm drinking it.
Listen, we actually got a letter this week. I mean, we got every
week. Of course.
We probably have a sponsor for those letters.
We do. So why don't you tell us said sponsor there, Shaggy?
What kind of letter are we going into? Is this a mailbag?
Mailbag, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, the letter A.
Yeah. So the sponsor for this week's mailbag is Game of Thrones, limited edition swag up for auction, where you can bid on items such as Khaleesi's bra clips or crow feather cloaks or more.
Nice.
You don't even know what you can win.
I don't.
Cow pies
I don't.
From the farms.
I don't.
Who knows?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, we pay attention.
Okay.
All right. So. Listen, we got a letter.
Letter. And my baby, she sent me a letter.
My baby, she sent me a letter. Do you remember that we had Steve from Comics Asylum on?
Oh, yes, Steve, yeah.
Steve has written us a
letter. He's a very knowledgeable guy about comics.
He is.
I don't like him.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Makes me look bad.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
He wrote us a letter. I'm not going to tell you about everything that he said.
Don't tell me.
Some of it's a little
personal.
Well, rude,
risque.
Yeah, well, you know,
rude.
Yeah,
okay.
Tells us off a few times here.
Right.
All right. We deserve it.
All right. What's Steve saying?
He said, "Hey guys, hope all is well. Good luck with the show tonight, and I'll be all ears at noon on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find some time to hang out for an adult beverage."
Oh, I like him already. I like him more now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's in my good books, Chris.
So he wants to get together. So, you know, I think this is the start of something big. We've had a lot of guests on the show recently.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's a good idea. He goes on to talk about, you know, all kinds of other stuff. But somewhere in there, he wants to talk about Thanos and Galactus or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Good for him.
Did you write it down? You should know what it was.
You know what? I don't want to get into details.
He doesn't want to get into details. Steve.
Steve.
And his
Vaughn,
right?
Vaughn.
We'd love to have those guys
Steve
back
Vaughn.
On the show. Steve Vaughn, astronaut.
We can rebuild him. Steve Vaughn,
astronaut.
Wasn't Steve Vaughn Charlie Sheen's character in Major League, the pitcher?
Was it
Ricky Vaughn? Rick Vaughn? Yeah. Okay, man,
that was Rick Vive.
Rick Vive.
Yeah, okay, whatever it was. Wild Thing is what he was. Yeah.
So hold on, what were we talking about?
Steve Vaughn.
Steve Vaughn.
We don't know.
So Steve Vaughn is a hell of a guy. No. Those guys from comics. Comics. I was going to say Comicsology. Comics Asylum.
Right.
Are great. And they're great for
good
the
groups,
hobby.
Yes.
They're great for the industry. They champion comics. They champion
do.
The local
they
comic
do.
Book shop like we do. We love those guys. We'd love to have them back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We definitely thanks, Steve, for the shout out. And hopefully we'll be hooking up soon for an adult beverage.
All right, Steve Vaughn, you're going to be on. We'll get you back on the show. And like Walt said.
I think I just said that.
I'm just reiterating.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Nothing to see here.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Move along.
Move along.
Let's Move on to industry news. Shecky, do you have anything for us for industry news?
No, that you just used up my sponsor for Mailbag.
Oh, so you only got one, eh? That was it?
No, because they come in waves, okay?
Oh,
so
you're going
to give me 20 minutes to open the panel again for the first sponsor to jump in.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. The first section of industry news is brought to you by Comixology. No.
Comix Asylum.
Asylum.
And now
they do it better than we do.
And now we can see why I'm in charge.
All right.
Okay. Look.
Hey, what's happening out there in the world of comic books? There,
so there's this
tell
little,
me. I want to know.
Okay. There's this little internet movie site called Netflix. Have you ever heard of it?
You know. Yeah, I have actually. Yeah.
So Netflix.
I'm kind of feeling good about myself here.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard of Netflix.
Yeah. So Netflix is a way of watching movies in your home through an internet-type portal, usually through either a smart TV or a game station of some sort, be it Xbox One or
two
PlayStation.
Two or three.
No, there's no...
You got me excited there, Chris. You said you watch things through a portal. Literally, when I'm in my mind, I heard Pornhole.
No, come on. I would never do something like that.
No. So what happens after?
Okay, so
you lost me.
Okay, oh, man, see this? You can't interrupt him. he's like you just can't do it. So, anyways,
so we're talking about Comics Asylum, right?
They're talking about Netflix.
Right, Netflix, okay.
So Netflix, if one were to purchase a subscription to Netflix, you can go on to Netflix and watch unlimited movies for $8 a month.
Or TV shows.
Or TV shows, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and whatever your internet provider would allow you to download.
Now, I heard.
Yes.
Chris, you'll tell me because you're in the know.
Sure.
I heard that the Canadian Netflix isn't as good as the American
Netflix.
That
is correct. They do not
so why is that? Why can't I watch the same thing that Schmo in Buffalo is watching?
With copyrights and that kind of stuff.
I can shed a little bit of light on that.
Okay.
So, for instance...
A producer would know, right? Well, they do that stuff,
right? What do I know about that stuff?
So, a lot of material made in the U.S.
What do I know from Netflix?
When material is produced in, say, the U.S. for a TV show, whatever the station's, Fox, whatever. The distribution deal is for national, which is the country it's made in,
50
and
states.
International.
Right.
So then Netflix decides if they're going to pick it up. It's all picked up usually as national is the deal. International, you'd have to get a different distributor to pick it up and then put it into the international circuit. So more likely than not, it's going to go into national circulation.
Yeah.
Because Netflix is American.
Hold on.
So they're
going to
get the most of it.
No, but Canada should
that
count as
said,
a
yeah,
national
said,
plus
though,
Canada.
That being said, though, there are actually a lot of good and somewhat acclaimed titles for both TV shows and film that are only on Canadian Netflix because they opted to only go with Canadian Netflix as opposed to American.
Canada has good stuff?
Like Downtown Abbey or something?
Downtown.
No,
yo,
like
we're taking
gas.
Abbey downtown.
Yo, we got Downtown
we got
Abbey.
Downtown
and then
Abbey.
We got Uptown Sally coming down.
No, you know, like
for
you know,
Abbey.
I'm assuming it's for Canadian content like Corner Gases and stuff, you know?
Okay.
Where the big guy at the corner just farting on the corner the whole time.
Yeah, Corner Gas. Right. Yeah.
All right, look. So Netflix has premiered Daredevil.
Oh, right.
The TV show Daredevil. Now, with Netflix, the...
Exclusively
with Netflix.
Right.
And what happens when Netflix premieres a show, they put the whole season up all at once.
Awesome.
Which is awesome.
For people who has really binge watched...
I don't like it. I hate it.
Why?
It sucks.
No, it's great.
No, it isn't great.
You know what?
No.
You need to calm down just a minute.
I ain't calming down. I ain't backing off.
You need to check yourself.
Yo, back off,
you
man.
Wreck yourself, okay?
No. Listen, well, this is what happens. This is what
Here's
happens.
The thing.
Here's the thing. Is, it's just, I don't know how to say words.
You've got a bad argument already.
I don't know how to say words.
I cannot agree with you more.
I don't know how to say words. It's just reinforcing and perpetuating this instant gratification thing. No, you got to earn your show. You got to watch it week by week. Why don't we put a whole year's of comics out in January 1st?
Hey, Walt.
I got a good idea.
Why don't we make the Avengers 1 movie and then 2 years make the Avengers 2 movie?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so we release season one Daredevil at once, and then season two Daredevil later.
No, that's
same
different.
Idea.
No, it's not. It's 13 different episodes or whatever the hell.
Yeah, but it's one season, one movie. It's one idea. One
no, it's not. It's not
yeah,
the same.
It is. It's
no,
elongated story.
It's not. No, okay. No, it's a season. Just the word season means a passage of time.
So, in other words, for this, that's this spring season, and then next year is the next spring season. No.
You, okay. You're just right. Saying words that don't make sense.
Okay,
I can start rhyming off words if I knew like good ones. I would, but right now,
you don't know any then.
But what I'm saying is, no, you know, like, hey, it's an episode. They are units of episodes. They are units of episodes.
I understand what you're trying to
put
say.
An episode out and then put the next one out at another time in the future after that episode.
I understand what you're trying to say. But I will say right now, all those young, eager beavers who want to see an entire 13 hours worth of Daredevil
should find something to do with their lives.
Yeah, and it's called
they really should.
Binge watching. They're ordering 5 pizzas from Domino's, and they're sitting down on the couch, and they're watching 13 hours of Daredevil.
They're not, you know what they're not doing? Going into their local comic book shop, supporting their local comic book shop by buying some Daredevil graphic novels, because they're stuck on their couch on their third bag of potato chips. You know, I don't know.
Go outside for Pete's sake.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with
Come
you?
Come on, Mom. Get off the couch.
You're not my son.
Yeah. You like that at your house, too?
Oh, okay. So,
all right. So what's the gist of the story? Bring me along. So are we celebrating this? Or
well, okay.
When's it out? Is it coming out yet?
It was out last weekend.
It was?
Okay.
Did you watch it?
No, I don't have Netflix.
Okay.
So hold on. Now
I did, though.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I watched about 2.5 episodes so far.
Oh, yeah?
It's
was
actually
it good?
Yeah?
It's,
if you were to draw a parallel, it's kind of like the darkness and grittiness of Gotham, the TV series. So it's got a lot of preliminary stories.
Like Hell's Kitchen,
building.
New York type feel, that gritty street scenes.
It's all seedy individuals.
Yeah, I like it.
And then, you know, a couple guys trying to do good. Trying to fight against the current.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Swimming upstream.
Something like that,
easy. Hey, metaphor man.
Hey, metaphor man.
Easy. Hey, right. Listen. So what I was going to talk about, because really that's old news now, because that happened on the weekend.
Okay, sorry.
Now, however, because of Daredevil has a visual impairment, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you know, he's blind.
Yes, he is.
So now they're trying to... Netflix themselves are trying to champion visually impaired
fans. The local
fans,
comic book shop.
Visually impaired fans.
Okay.
Hot on the heels of the debut of Marvel's Daredevil television series, Netflix has announced that at the beginning, audio descriptions to some of its original series for the visually impaired. So they're going back and adding audio descriptions for people who are visually impaired.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
I
great.
Like that.
So
I like
it's,
that.
It's good. So you know what? Comics, again, rules the world.
I love it.
Right?
I love it.
Making changes where changes are needed.
Breaking boundaries.
That's right.
And, really, I like that. So has there been I guess there hasn't been a response to how
not
the
yet.
Visually impaired stuff?
Not yet. No,
okay. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
I think it will be.
All right.
Look,
what else we got there,
you know
Chris?
What? I think we need to have a cool down period. So
yeah,
I
do.
Need to have maybe some Krantz if we got it going there,
we got
Shecky.
A little hot and heavy there.
Yeah, you guys are getting a little hot and heavy in front of me, and I'm getting a little uncomfortable with it. So, Shecky, you got some Krantz there set up for me?
Absolutely. You know
right.
We do.
All right, let's hear it. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that greasy, sloppy Hammond organ in the background there. I love it. All right, Chris, what part of the show are we in now?
We are still continuing on with industry news.
That's a good thing.
All right. I like and that. Shecky, do you have a sponsor for us for industry news?
Yeah, it's been 20 minutes at least, Shecky. Hey.
Hey. Hey, well, here you go, Walt.
Here you go.
Industry news brought to you by Netflix, where one well-timed release of as much content as possible is the most pleasing feeling imaginable.
Most yeah. pleasing feeling imaginable. 'Cause
when you release as much content as possible all at once, that's
wow.
a good feeling.
That's a great feeling.
All right.
All right, so, listen, let's continue on here. Wonder Woman. You've heard of Wonder Woman before, haven't you?
Yeah. She has satin tights.
She does have
satin. And she fights for our rights.
Yeah, she does.
So what's going on with Wonder Woman?
So apparently the director of the soon-to-be Wonder Woman movie that's going to mm-hmm. be out in 2017
yeah.
Has had some creative differences. pardon me. Michelle McLaren has parted ways with Warner Brothers.
Really?
Apparently over creative differences. So even though she has been a director for Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, and Game of Thrones, apparently that wasn't good enough for her, or it wasn't good enough for Warner Brothers.
Good for Warner Brothers for canning her ass. That's yeah. what all I got to say.
So they've parted ways.
So hold on. So Warner Brothers, the people that write the check.
Yes.
Let me get this straight.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me get this straight. You tell me where this went wrong.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
The guys that are making the Grandmaster Plan.
The Grandmaster Flash, yeah.
Yeah, about all their characters and about their movies
yes.
and about, you know, they're fronting the money.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
They're telling this director.
The so-called director.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
this is what we want.
Yeah.
And this director is saying, well, I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm not doing it that
I'm
way.
Not doing it that
That's
way.
That's right.
And so there's creative
She's
differences.
Snapping her fingers
yeah.
at him.
You know what? There's the sidewalk, lady.
Yeah.
Start
That's
walking.
Right. That's right.
That's what I like.
You know what these shoes are made for?
Walking.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
And so I don't have any sympathy for these directors that don't want to do projects that the people paying the check
yeah,
for.
I agree. I agree.
You know, are saying, hey, we want it done this way.
Yeah.
Please do it this way.
Yeah.
We are paying.
We're paying you a bazillion
everybody
dollars.
And you.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell, right?
I agree. Yeah. I agree. You know what?
I mean, go to Sundance,
yeah.
get some independent financing,
yeah.
and flip and make your Wonder Woman movie.
Make your creative Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, make your creative Wonder Woman movie.
Where she's like serving, you know, tacos. Or,
yeah, and yeah. pina coladas.
Yeah, exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tacos and pina coladas.
That's right.
In her yeah. in her invisible plane.
In her satin tights.
In her satin tights, yes. Cigars.
You know what?
Cigarettes.
I bet there'd be a lot of people wanting to eat Wonder Woman's tacos.
Yeah,
it's very true. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. You know, I'm not feeling it for that
no,
director.
No love.
No love for that
no
director.
Right. So
you and I are such corporates, aren't we?
We really are, aren't
yeah.
we? Yeah. I know. It's the way it goes.
But yeah.
You know what? You know, I do have a little bit of sad news in the world of comic book industry.
Yeah.
Herb Trimpe, has passed away at the age of 75.
Ah, too young.
Yeah,
too young, Mr. Trimpe.
So now, you know what? So here's a guy that helped create. He was worked on Incredible Hulk for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's probably his most famous
probably
run.
His most famous run
was Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. Although he did a lot of work in the 50s horror comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that was the other thing he was probably most famous for.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Herb Trimpe has passed away.
But his most famous pencils were Hulk 180, 181, and
right,
182,
right? Because
right?
he helped create
yeah,
Wolverine.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Wow, that's too bad. 75,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, like, I didn't follow how late Herb Trimpe worked. I know he was one of the, you know, of, like, in the comic book collecting community, Herb Trimpe was, you know, one of those well-known journeymen
yeah,
that worked
yeah.
and slogged through the trenches.
Yeah.
All you know, those kind of stable writers for Marvel and you know DC and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, let's give this title to Herb. Let's give this title. Let's give this title. And I'm glad for Herb Trimpe because Herb Trimpe was never.
He was never like a superstar.
Yeah, he was never mentioned in the same vein as Neil Adams or Jim Steranko or Bernie Wrightson.
John Buscema.
Yeah, John Buscema,
yeah,
that
yeah,
era. But
yeah.
I'm glad that Trimpe, you know, was immortalized with a couple of projects that he did. Yeah. And because any guy that devotes his life to drawing these characters and stuff like that, it's beautiful when one of them is at least one of them is, you know, in his Hulk run. But then to cap it all off was the Wolverine introduction. Right, and I'm glad Herb got to pencil that.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? You know, I remember, I'm sure, like, when you were younger and you were buying older comics or buying even probably comics that were just coming out when you were at that age, you know, the odd time Herb Trimpe would be penciling a book.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember, you know, in the 80s, so, you know, like 1985 or something, I'd pick up a comic and I'd be like, Herb Trimpe, who's this guy?
And I'd
look at the pencils and I'd be like, oh, this isn't what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't say it was bad. It just wasn't all that good and, like, at that time. But you look back now, and it's like, oh, man, this guy was great.
I know. You know, it's funny, though. Everybody's different, and I guess I remember as a kid, I'm talking about a teenager maybe, and not like as an 8-year-old or something, but I remember when I was buying comics and reading comics and enjoying comics, I honestly remember that I never was swayed by the art. Don't get me wrong.
Right,
what I'm saying is like – like, I love the character and I love the stories. And if they switched artists, it's almost like I didn't notice.
You
know what I mean? It wasn't like a prerequisite to me, like, you know, I'm going to buy Batman because Adams is on it. Or I'm going to buy whatever because this guy's on it. I liked my character back then. You know, if I read Spidey, I read Spidey, whoever was drawing it. And I think I subconsciously took notice that, you know, oh, a different guy's drawing it.
But
I never consciously took notice and compared.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, you know, this guy, I think most kids were like that. I think as adults, we start dissecting the artists and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's obviously always exceptions to the rule. And but just generally speaking, I mean, I read Hulk when I was a kid.
And
I loved Hulk
when I was
a kid. So, and Herb drew him. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't really. I think for like a lot of collectors, you collect the title. You don't necessarily collect the artist or the writer, especially when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
When you're like when you're 10 or 12 years old,
you just love comics, you just
want to read it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you may not necessarily know who is drawing it, but you just say, "Hey, this looks fantastic. I want to get the issue again next week."
Yep.
You know,
that's true.
It may not be a collector mentality, but this looks so good to me and so appealing. So they get an extra 10% of the readership just based on the artwork being so great.
Yep, that's true. That's very true. So anyway, sad news that Herb Trimpe passed away.
Right on.
Okay, what do we want? We have to talk about convention season coming up.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to do that now?
Sure do.
Okay, so convention season coming up. And one of the things that you and I have done in the past is we've talked about conventions and sort of like a survival guide of things to do and things not to do.
Yes.
You know, convention season's starting. We've got
World War C.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the Motor City Comic Con is coming up on May 15th, and that's sort of like a big one to start things off a bit. That's in Detroit. And then in June, we've got the big one in Niagara Falls.
Yep.
So there's lots of conventions going on. We had a big con a couple weeks ago in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we should have probably started this.
Well, don't
then.
Forget right now the Fan Expo Vancouver.
Yes.
Just happened this past weekend. And this weekend coming up is Canada's second biggest Comic-Con, which is the Calgary Comic-Con.
Calgary one, right.
So that's a huge one as well.
Yeah.
And but locally in the southern Ontario, western New York area, we have, Detroit.
Niagara.
You and I used to always love to go to Detroit. The thing, if you live in southern Ontario, Detroit is one of those sweet spot cons because it's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
So we could leave early, get there for opening.
Yep. Yep.
Stay there till the end for the one day.
And go home that day.
And go home that day.
Yeah, so that was always cheap enough. You wouldn't have to worry about like renting a hotel room or anything like that.
Right. But it was a U.S. show. And for the Toronto area, that was probably the best, closest U.S. show.
Yes.
Short of, you know, Philly, New York, Chicago which is all far away. So I always always thought Motor City was always a front runner. It really was a front runner with all these celebrities. I mean, they were doing that 15 years ago that every con is doing right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. They're sort of, what do you want to call it? pardon me, entrepreneur or
yeah. You know. Oh, Mike Goldman, who ran that show, yeah. I think he still does. I mean, he was a he's a bright guy.
They were having guys like what's his name, you know, Gil Gerard there years ago, and all the wrestlers, and I think they had like Playboy Playmates, and,
Seika the porn star from the 70s there, and you'd think okay, Seika the porn star, but no, I mean middle aged men.
Yep.
Were going up to the table, and they were happy. They got to meet their I don't know how to say it, but their teenage idol or whatever. And it's all it was all good. It was like a wholesome, oh, my God, you know, it's so great to meet you type of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. So I want to get back to what we're talking about here. So survival guide. What are some things that that we have listeners that maybe have never gone to a show before?
Yeah.
And so we need to fill them in a little bit as to
– Fill them in.
As to what are some good ideas as to if you've never been to a show before, what to do and what not to do?
Yeah.
I would think number one is
– Hydrate.
Stay hydrated. You know
– And we're not talking about the adult beverage hydration.
No. We're talking about regular old water.
Water. H2O.
Yeah.
Agua.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
That's bring some in a fanny pack because it costs like $7 a bottle when you're at the con.
Ridiculous. And that's the other thing. So bring water, but if you want to also bring some snacks.
Munchies.
Bring some munchies. Granola bars. Unless you want to pay $4 or $5 for a little dish of fries and like $8 for a hot dog, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of money on food.
And it's not like going to sporting events or movie theaters or something where you're not allowed to bring in outside food.
Yeah.
You're absolutely allowed to bring in outside food, whatever you want. You can pack a picnic, the picnic basket. It's not only allowed, but it's also encouraged. I mean, realistically, not only is food overpriced, but you might wait in the line for 20 minutes just to get your food.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, too.
And who knows, depending on which show you go to, the food court might literally just be fries and hot dogs.
Yep.
Those are good sometimes, though.
Oh, yeah.
that is true.
Especially midday, it's hot in there. Why not?
Now, the other thing I'm going to say is, bring cash.
Cash is king. Cash is king.
Or if you don't bring cash, make sure you hit the ATM in the hallways before you go into the con.
Yeah.
Because going to every booth and saying, do you take debit here? Or do you take my Amex here? You're going to get more no's than you do yeses.
Yeah.
And they all provide ATMs in the hallways, so do yourself a favor and come in.
And the worst case is that you know, that one unique item that you did find, it's like, and then you go away, and it's like, it's gone when you come back.
Yeah,
it's like, But you're right. Bring cash. Cash is king. Cash is and you can play the cash card. Say, hey, pal, look, you know, you can cheat the government and not claim this if I buy it off you from cash. You know, not that any of the comic guys would do
that. No conventioneer has ever done that.
But I think it's more about, you know, just – how can I say it? It's cash in hand for the vendor.
Yeah.
And the deal is done at that moment.
So now, Walt, as a vendor, if someone – would you be more apt to give someone a deal if they had cash than if they had, like, credit card?
Now, the problem is when you – it's hard, right? Because the problem is you gotta claim your sales, right?
That's
the hard part. But So it doesn't really matter.
No, you don't think
but
so? Okay.
Not for vendors. Here's the thing. Basement vendors –
Like mom-pa vendors?
Yeah, basement vendors. Hey, buddy, I got to move some comics, right? I'll rent a table.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to them.
Right.
I mean, it matters to them, right? More cash, the better, right? But to stores and operations and businesses, right? These are all things that they've purchased off of invoices and stuff. So I mean, they'd actually prefer debit.
Right. Credit. Money goes right into their account.
Into their account. Yeah. So then you lug cash around. It's like terrible, right?
Interesting. That's a good point. Very good point.
Unless, I mean, I know a couple of places Shecky frequents, they just demand cash only after hours, right?
But usually in some sort of G-string.
Were you there too?
I only heard about it.
Okay.
I thought that was you, Chris.
No. Well, I only heard about it.
Yeah, over on the other table.
I was waving. Didn't you see me waving?
Chris!
You look good in a fedora, though.
Now, what about, I'm going to say, if you have the opportunity to stay overnight somewhere, I would take it.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, when you get up early and you start the show, you're walking around all day long, and then the last thing you want to do is have a big, long drive or something like that at the end of the day. I mean, if you can afford it, I would recommend staying over at a hotel. That way, you know, you can kind of enjoy yourself, take a look at all the books, and go out for the night or whatever. So plan on that if you can afford it. If you can't, obviously, I mean, everybody's financial situation is different.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're encouraging all the listeners to at least go to one con this year, this season. If you can, like Chris says, swing a hotel stay. They're so much more enjoyable.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They're so much more enjoyable. And I mean, one thing I would say is they're a great place to meet people.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, yeah. They're. I mean, you have like-minded people. They're all enjoying themselves. I mean, just don't be. How could I say it? Don't be one with the task at hand in terms of, you know, I'm going in there looking for a Hulk 181 and you're not stopping to enjoy,
right,
you know,
right,
the rest
right.
of the show. Yeah, right? Yeah. Really try to just soak it all in and take, you know, this is a magical thing that's happening at these cons, right?
Yeah.
So you go there and you know, enjoy the cosplayers. Go visit. You and I and Shecky and, you know, guys in the industry, we don't go to enough cons as civilians.
No, we don't.
And we should, that's because true, yeah. then you kind of really see the joy. Sometimes from our end of the table, it's work, right?
Yeah,
it's a lot
sure.
of work.
Yeah,
and we don't get to really enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And going to a con as a civilian, when we went last time a couple of years ago, man, I was
great.
In heaven, man.
Yeah.
I just
it's
I went,
different. It's a
I went
much
from
different
booth
feeling.
To booth
yeah.
to booth,
yeah.
just
yeah.
checking out the wares slowly, talking to people, you know, looking at cosplayers, you know, just chit-chatting.
Whereas when you're working at the convention, you're restrained by the booth, and then when you're there for 4 hours and you finally get a little bit of a lunch time, you know, you get a half hour. Really, you don't want to go look at stuff. You don't want to be in the mix.
I
you just
know.
Want to de-stress and get away from people.
But that's what I'm saying.
Hour.
So if people are going, really try to absorb the girth and breadth of the show in terms of the experiences that are offered.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I agree. I completely agree.
I mean, I'm not saying wait 4 hours in line for a celebrity if that's not your thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying try to partake in as much of the con as possible.
Right. And adding to that, I'm going to say it's not always not a bad idea to have a plan of some sort. So get the program. Usually on these on all the big shows nowadays, you can check out the program ahead of time on the internet.
Yep.
So take a look at, you know, the program. And you know what? Some of my best experiences have been going to panels.
Now, yeah, see, there's the thing. Panels,
you know,
are great.
And when I first started going to conventions, I thought, oh, why do I want to go to a panel and you know, like, listen to some old fart talk about comic books or something like that? And then I started going to them, and they're great because you get insight as to what the industry was like, what these guys were doing at the time, how things were developing, and it's just fun to talk about it. And you know what? Like-minded people, like you were saying earlier, talking about like-minded stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, that's where I got a chance to hear guys like Julius Schwartz talk about working at DC. And so Julius Schwartz, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like the Stan Lee for DC at the time. He's passed away now. But,
yeah.
So hearing him talk about what it was like working in the 70s and the 60s, and, you know, that kind of thing, it was great. You know, talking about how things started with, you know, like, you know, fan flyers and how he basically started a fan club when he was a kid and that kind of stuff. Anyway, awesome time.
Now, you and I, we've touched on this before at the show, but it's like almost like an annual rite that we fill people in about the cons is very, very important. This might be the key to going to a con.
What's that?
Is to go with a like-minded person.
Right.
You know?
Right.
If you want to experience 800 things in a con, don't do it a la Fred and Barney babysitting the kids, taking them to the boxing match. Right?
Honey, I heard you're going to that comic show. Why don't you take little Billy with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, dear. Okay. You know, and you know, so take a buddy that's into comics or that's open-minded about the whole pop culture scene and go with them and really enjoy the experience. Don't go... I mean, if you're going with the kids, make it about going with the kids.
Yeah, don't go because you want to look at stuff.
Right. Don't go for yourself, but you got kids in tow
because
then it's just a bad scene.
That's right.
Right. If you're going with the girlfriend, again, or boyfriend, go to experience the whole thing with the girlfriend and boyfriend.
Right.
Not to rummage through 25-cent books for 4 hours while she's got daggers in her eyes looking at you. What kind of moron am I going out with? Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
oh boy, do I ever!
Yeah. So you gotta, because it's your one shot, right? Yeah. I mean, it's your big con that you're going to. So you got to – not only are you bringing water to hydrate, not only are you bringing munchies to save money, not only are you bringing cash to negotiate easier, but you're also – not only are you staying overnight to enjoy the experience more, but you're also going with the right person if you're not going alone.
Yes.
I mean, going alone is cool too.
Yeah.
But if you went with a group, it's just – Five times more fun.
Way more fun. So, all right, great suggestions. I think
and whenever you go, if you're going to the Niagara Con, if you're going to the Montreal Con, or if you're going to the big fan expo in Toronto in early September, you make sure you stop by the Big B booth, and say hi to me, Chris, and Shecky.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, let's have a quick musical interlude. Hopefully that was good enough for all of our listeners out there who are con virgins, and they can get on into the con scene. But for now, let's have a quick musical interlude. And what do you got for us?
This one's out there for all the con virgins.
Oh, I like that. All right, let's hear it.
The Lone Ranger. Hi-yo, Silver! Away! A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his fearless Indian friend, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Away!
Hey!
That was cool. That was pretty good. All right, let's we've only got a few more minutes left here. What else did you want to talk about for industry news?
Well, Free Comic Book Day. We have to talk about Free Comic Book Day.
And, you know, speaking of which, it couldn't be any perfect timing for our next sponsor here.
Oh.
Coming in.
Oh, well.
Last minute under the line. Uh-huh. Under the line.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Thanks, Hannibal.
This last segment of Comic Culture is brought to you by Free Comic Book Day, where people fight to the death not in the name of justice, but rather over images of men in tights.
Oh, that is true. Hey, speaking of Free Comic Book Day,
yeah.
I gotta say, for those of you who are planning on going to see it, tickets are now on sale, as far as I know, in most theaters for Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Ah,
that comes out May the 1st.
Uh-huh. Already on sale.
That's already on Star Wars Day, right? May the 1st be with you.
No, that
May the
1st
be with you.
May the
1st
be with you.
May the
1st
be with you.
And that's the drunk Star Wars.
Yes.
Day, yeah. Yeah. So Age of Ultron, if you are thinking about getting your tickets, you can go ahead and go buy those now.
Hey, you know what's actually funny about what you just said, other than how you said it?
Right.
Is that also this Avengers release, they have, because, you know, Marvel is now Disney, whatever.
Yeah.
That is where the first look at the all-new Star Wars trailer will be made available. During Avengers, during the trailers before.
Yeah.
And it is... said to claim that it's got footage with Han and Mark, Luke during this. So you'll actually see the original three, like
nice.
Four.
Wow.
Brand new
now,
trailer.
You know what? The exciting part, too, will be like what will be in the big Easter Bunny at the end of the movie. That's what's going to be the cool
big,
part.
The old big Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny.
I like finding that Easter Bunny at the end.
Because they always put something in at the end that's really important.
That's true.
Right? What do you think it'll be, Walt?
I don't know.
Energizer Bunny?
I don't know. Do you think they make a movie about that? I'm not sure. I know I'd go see it. we have to talk about Free Comic Book Day.
Okay, we've only got a few more minutes left here.
Yeah, so
Free Comic Book Day is
Saturday.
The day after Avengers Day.
Yeah, the day after. Yeah. Saturday, May 2nd is Free Comic Book Day worldwide at your local comic book shops. I've said it till Chris and I are blue in the face.
Yeah.
We champion the local comic book shop. We encourage everybody. You must. I'll see.
There's no reason not to go.
No. You have to support your local comic book shop that day. The comic book shops just work so hard to make everything right that day.
Yep.
They order tons and tons and tons of free comics that they want to give away that day.
Now, Walt, I could be wrong on this, but from what I've heard, your store is actually going to be having Dancing Girls and Chippendales come as well as the free comic book day. Is that true, Chris?
See, I was off today, and I never got that memo.
Yeah, but
that does sound like a great idea.
I think somewhere in the line, things got crossed. What I said was I put in my name for I'd come and take off, I'd dress up.
Take off a few pounds?
Yeah, we don't know. You know what? You put need a Stairmaster in the middle of the store, I'll ride that thing all day.
And special guest at Big B Comics is Richard Simmons. Some shops have creators. Some shops have, clowns, pace feigning.
Quiet about the pace
about the clowns.
But there's artists. There are artists, creators.
Food, free munchies.
We have a large contingent of people who actually listen to the show in the Hamilton area.
Uh-huh.
So I know we're going to give a quick plug. What's happening at the Big B comic book store?
I don't know.
Okay then.
We're having a big tent.
Are you having any artists here?
Yeah, we're having a tent on outside.
Big tent.
The big. So we're having a big tent where we're going to have artists outside. We're going to have a bunch of surprises that we can't.
that we can't go into right now, but you have to come in.
In the past, you've had food. Is that
food?
Be?
I think there'll be food again.
Okay, yeah. Is there going to be a gourmet chef of some sort there?
No, there won't be a gourmet chef.
No more gourmet.
You know what those guys cost?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The
focus though is on the comic books.
Right.
The focus is on
bring it back down to the people.
Yeah, and to jump on points, right? To getting the people obviously what you want on Free Comic Book Day for all local comic book shops is to get some new faces into the shop, right?
Yes. Some young faces who haven't read comics ever before, but feel like this is a great opportunity to start reading.
I mean, the product is right? The product is there, and the product will. Make you love comics because Marvel, DC, doesn't matter who, they're designing these free comic book day issues to say, hey, man, these things are fantastic for people that maybe haven't read the comic or maybe other people that are reading comics that maybe haven't read that title.
Nice.
Right.
So, and in that same sort of parallel, you got new things that are up and coming, say like the Captain Canuck Free Comic Book Day book.
Hey, the Captain Canuck Free Comic Book Day book is coming out. We'll have a lot of those, Chris, at Big B. So we're hoping to give lots of those away. Richard Cumley, the creator of Captain Canuck, I talked to him this week. He is actually going to be somewhere down in the Carolinas on Free Comic Book Day. And
he's coming back up for us?
No. The bugger's got three stores lined up for signings.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Which is great.
In the Carolinas.
Carolinas.
He's enjoying that weather while we're stuck here.
It'll be beautiful May 2nd. What are you talking about? It'll be absolutely beautiful. So, it's a day we want. We encourage all the listeners to support, to go out to your local comic book shop and support your local comic book shop on Free Comic Book Day.
All right. I love it. You know what? Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today's show.
Wow. Where does the time go?
I know, right? It just keeps on going.
I know Shecky sucks up about 10 minutes of it, but other than that,
it sure sucks all right.
Where does the time go?
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
So what should we say, Chris? We should say that comic culture is, he's produced by Shecky Feldstein.
Yes.
Also known as Marty Berthelmer.
Yep.
It's available. Where are we?
iTunes. Get the Point Radio or whatever that's called.
GetThePointRadio.com. ComicBookDaily.com.
Yeah.
We're always on CFMU, 93.3 McMaster Radio. And we always, always champion the local comic book shop.
Yes. So please go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.